From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The passengers and crew of United Flight 93 will be honored today as a new National September 11th memorial is dedicated near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Vice President Joe Biden and former Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush will attend. But as NPR's John Itzde reports, the focus will be on the 40 passengers and crew who died trying to take back control of the aircraft, which hijackers planned to crash in Washington.
Mr. Bush called the uprising by the Flight 93 passengers and crew, the first battle in the war against Al-Qaeda. Members of the victims' families will also participate in the event today. Gordon Felt, whose brother Edward died when the plane crashed, said at the site yesterday that 10 years later, the mixture of pain and pride remained.
How much more could our country have taken that day if the Capitol building was destroyed or the White House was destroyed? You know, our loved ones lost their lives, but I think that we should all stand proud knowing that they went down fighting.
The memorial, built at the crash site, where an open field merges with a hemlock grove, is only partially completed. Phelps says the families hope the project, including a visitor center, will be finished by 2015. John Itzde, NPR News.
Security is beefed up in New York City and Washington, D.C. this weekend as authorities work to verify a possible terror threat. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, officials are looking for up to three suspects.
When U.S. officials picked up a threat report earlier this week, they were frustrated by how vague it was. The information suggested that Al-Qaeda wanted to launch an attack to coincide with the 9/11 anniversary. The attack might involve truck bombs and three operatives, including possibly an American, and they could have been dispatched to carry out the plan. U.S. officials are trying to confirm the information and stop any plot that might be unfolding. Law enforcement has stepped up its presence in the two cities mentioned in the intelligence report, New York and Washington. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Rebels in Libya are preparing to attack two of the last towns that remain loyal to Muammar Gaddafi. NPR's Jason Bulbian reports that at the same time, efforts to establish an interim government in Tripoli are moving forward.
Libyan rebel forces are moving closer and closer to the besieged towns of Bani Walid and Sirte. Fighting broke out in and around these loyalist strongholds late Friday. Today, the head of the National Transitional Council, Mustafa Abdel Jalil, arrived in Tripoli for the first time since the ouster of Gaddafi. A spokesman for the NTC, Jalal Galal, says the relocation of the new government headquarters from Benghazi to Tripoli had been delayed by logistical problems and security concerns.
I think a lot of them have been ironed out. I think the arrival of Mr. Abjalil will hasten the arrival of the rest of the members, and I think they should be in full action convening anytime this week.
Jason Bobian, NPR News, Tripoli.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Firefighters from New York City are helping out in the flooded town of Conklin, New York. Record flooding from the swollen Susquehanna River in New York and Pennsylvania has forced tens of thousands from their homes. Battalion Chief Joe Downey says his team is going door to door in Conklin to help look for flood victims and is prepared for water rescues.
They have water suits on, they're dry suits, they're called, to keep them dry. They have PFDs if needed, helmets, throw ropes, they'll be in boats. If the water's too deep, they'll operate in boats.
The destruction left behind is being revealed today. Forecasters say the Susquehanna and its tributaries are receding. President Obama has declared states of emergency in New York and Pennsylvania. He's also signed a federal disaster declaration for Texas, which is dealing with raging wildfires. Fires in and around Bastrop, Texas, have destroyed nearly 1,400 homes. 1,200 National Guard troops will stay on the U.S.-Mexico border through the end of this year. NPR's Ted Robbins reports that the Pentagon has agreed to cover the extra $30 million for the extended deployment.
President Obama sent the troops to the southwest border a year ago, largely in response to Republicans who said the border was not secure. The troops were scheduled to leave this month, but the Pentagon will now pay to keep them in place through December. So far, the mission has cost the Defense Department roughly $125 million. The troops are helping Customs and Border Protection until that agency trains more agents. CBP has nearly 19,000 Border Patrol and Customs agents deployed along the southwest border. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
And I'm Joel Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.